Well, men, gather together and be inspired. Equip yourselves and empower yourselves to serve your family and, more importantly, to serve God. Through Heroic Men, there is an upcoming conference, a summit with all of the top men leaders in our Catholic faith in the U.S. Joining me this morning to tell us more about it, it is Dan Donaldson. He is the vice president of Heroic Men. They are part of the group sponsoring the event, and Dan is joining me this morning to tell you why men, you all need to be there. Good morning, Dan. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Brenda. Thanks for having me on.
It's great to have you back on the show. We were first introduced to your program, Heroic Men, last year ahead of the summit. It is coming up again. In fact, in just a short month away. Remind our listeners a little bit about what led you to put together the Heroic Men ministry.
I helped to lead the organization. It was put together in 2018 by some amazing men that were very involved in ministry to men throughout North America. Father Larry Richards, your very own Deacon Harold Burke Stivers from Portland, Oregon, Robert Tunmeyer, who is our current active president and CEO, Kevin O'Brien out of Milwaukee, who leads the Men of Christ apostolate there, and several other men that were just, like I said, very involved in ministry to men. However, what they saw is there were several great movements happening, great organizations doing great work, like the Knights of Columbus, That Man Is You, Capon's Men, and other organizations, and again, doing amazing stuff, but really kind of maybe siloed and not necessarily collaborating together with one another. So they decided to create an alliance so that everybody could fly under the same banner and really grow ministry to men collaboratively together, so that we can truly strengthen men to become missionary disciples of Jesus Christ in his church together. And well, that's why we were created.
Well, Dan, through the creation of that, you now offer so many great avenues for men to really engage in their faith and be uplifted. What are some of the ways through Heroic Men that they'll be able to have those resources, like coaching?
Yeah, thanks for asking. So let's just go take one step back and just focus on our mission and our motto. We believe it's strengthen the man, strengthen the family. Strengthen the family, strengthen the church. Strengthen the church, transform the culture. And so we do three key things to do that. We put on inspiring events. A lot of them are virtual, and you can check those out at heroicmen.org. And you can also check out our upcoming live annual conference, which we call our Heroic Leadership Summit. Just go to heroicmen.org to check that out. It's at the end of June at Christ Cathedral in Orange, California, June 28th through 30th. The second thing that we do is we provide engaging resources such as our Heroic Men platform and app. It's an app that is totally free for men. It's certainly not free. It's a very expensive platform that we are so blessed to have benefactors and mission partners that support that. And we provide tons, oodles of content for men to grow in their faith. We have videos, audio talks, ebooks, and different series for men, especially for use in their small groups, their dynamic men's groups with one another. We're meant to gather together men, and we want to provide you the resources to do that in a faith-filled context. And you can gather those resources at heroicmen.org. The third thing that we do is we provide leadership coaching. Everything rises and falls on leadership, beginning with Christ Jesus, our Lord, and emanating through us as men. And so we must continually develop ourselves to be his disciples. So we provide leadership coaching and specifically help men to be successful with dynamic men's groups and conferences all over North America.
Dan Donaldson is joining me today. He is the vice president of Heroic Men. We're talking about some wonderful resources available for men and the upcoming Leadership Summit. Dan, look, I've been covering the news and I see from my eyes about how there are men out there, and there are men in the media's eye that when they speak up about their faith or when they give an authentic voice to the Catholic beliefs, they are annihilated. So men who are listening now going, I see what happens. I'm just fine sitting in my pew. I'm taking care of my family. I don't need to die further. What would you say to them?
Wrong answer. That's the first thing that I'd say, because that's not what Jesus Christ told us. He said, come and follow me and pick up your cross daily. And so we must, as men, pick up our cross and follow him along that way and sacrifice and suffer for him. Does that mean we need to be like, everything's terrible? No. We live in a beautiful, wonderful world created by God, and we must share his truth. And sometimes that truth is hard for some people to hear, especially for a lot of people that are entrenched within the culture of our day and age. And a young man that recently shared some truth is Harrison Butker, the kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Sure.
Speaks proudly about his faith, and it got out online, and he was vilified for that. And so I would say, you know, that's okay, because not everybody's gonna agree all at once. And what was he vilified for? And that's what we're called to do, as to be heroic men. And sometimes, if that's an uncomfortable truth for people to accept, we still have to say it. We still have to say it. And people will come around, and people may not. But we still have to speak the truth and speak it in love.
Men, if you want to surround yourself to be uplifted and find your voice, you have an excellent opportunity to do that. It is coming up Friday, June 28th, running through Sunday, June 30th in Orange County. As you said, Dan, the beautiful Christ Cathedral there in Orange County. I would love to know more about this to get all of the details. But I'm already up against my break. Dan, please stay with me through the break so we can continue in our next half hour.
I'd love to. This is a lot of fun.
And I am back with Dan Donaldson. He is the Vice President of Heroic Men and Catholic Men's Leadership Alliance. In our first half hour, we were talking about some of the great resources men have through their online platform. And now there is also a great opportunity for men to gather in person. Boy, this is a nationwide event, and it's just down in Southern California. But a wonderful Father's Day gift this would be for the man in your life to be able to attend this conference. Dan is joining me today to tell us all of the details on how men, how wives, you can get this for your husband. Dan, thanks so much for joining us today.
I am so honored to be on your show. Thanks so much for having me on.
Dan, as a woman, I recognize that within the circles that I get together with women, we enjoy each other's company. We doesn't take anything to come up with an idea and say, let's get together and talk about our faith. But sometimes for men, it does take a little bit of an encouragement. But, you know, with the group that you have gathered here, it is sure to be an outstanding event. So tell our listeners a little bit about this event, the Heroic Leadership Summit.
Amen. And Brenda, thank you so much for saying that. You know, let's start with the reason why to come to the Heroic Leadership Summit and why to grow in your faith as a man and why to lift up other men. We're in the midst of a massive crisis with men in general, and especially in the church. 31% of Catholic men sitting in the pews going to Mass with us on Sundays do not have one close personal friend. I'm going to repeat that. This comes from the New Evangelization Project. 31% of Catholic men do not have one close personal friend. And we need to reach out to one another and truly develop and build authentic friendship with one another in Christ Jesus, in a faith-filled way with one another. That's what the Heroic Leadership Summit is all about. We're going to get together on June 28th through 30th at Christ Cathedral, iconic Christ Cathedral in Orange, California. Just going there for the location is worth it itself. And go to heroicmen.org to learn more. I won't have enough time to do this entire conference justice on your show today. Go to heroicmen.org to learn more. There's videos. There's lots of information about the conference. And the registration fee, if you need to travel in, a registration fee includes hotel and meals. It is a steal of a deal. It's only a few miles away from Disneyland, and you can't even get a hotel room for the price of this conference. So it's a great deal. But there's three aspects to this conference. There will be a spiritual retreat and spiritual renewal led by Father Larry Richards, our chaplain and one of our founders, Bishop Joseph Coffey, who is our Episcopal moderator. They'll be leading us in masses throughout the weekend. Confession, adoration is going to be incredible. We'll also have Andre Renier, who's the president of Catholic Christian Outreach, which is started up in Canada, a movement of about 20,000 people, and he's a prayer warrior. He's going to be leading us through prayer throughout the weekend and actually teaching us practical ways to pray always, like St. Paul admonishes us and teaches us to do, pray without ceasing. Second part of this conference, it'll be a leadership conference led by some of the top names in the Catholic ministry and business world. Jason Shanks, who's CEO of our Sunday Visitor Institute. We have Tim Klimkowski, who's the president of the Eucharistic Congress. We have Deacon Charlie Echeverry, who's the CEO of Black Brown, a branding agency out of Los Angeles. And we have David B. Wright, who's the founder of 40 Days for Life. Another gentleman called Kevin Matthews, who just had a documentary released about him, is going to talk about how we're all broken but loved. These men are going to lead us through a leadership conference, teaching us to hone our leadership skills and specifically our skills as disciples, as missionary disciples for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Okay, so there's that aspect. And the third aspect is going back to what he started with, brotherhood. This is an opportunity to network with other leaders of ministry to men from throughout North America. This is a who's who event. You want to get around these men. And by the way, all those speakers that I mentioned, they're not just going to be speakers. They're going to be participating in the conference with us throughout the week, and they're participants in the conference. This is going to be really, really special event. So come, build brotherhood, build friendships, build your skills as a leader and a missionary disciple for Jesus Christ. Go to heroicmen.org to learn more and register.
Dan Donaldson is joining us this morning to tell you all of the details for the upcoming Heroic Leadership Summit. It is happening at the end of June, June 28th, in fact, to June 30th. Dan, I recognize, too, that for many people that when you gather together, you do feel uplifted and you can just take on the world. But then everybody goes home and then the liar gets in the head and it tries to tell you, oh, no, that you're not going to be able to do this. But you really work hard to equip men to take back what they learn and just engage in their own hometowns. From your vantage point, from having put these on now for a few years, what has been some of the fruit that you have seen grown through the men who have attended the conference?
You nailed it right there, by the way. That is so scriptural. That's Hebrews 10, chapters 24 and 25. Verses 24 and 25. And it says, let us consider how to lift up one another to love and good works, not forsaking the gathering together as has the habit of some, but encouraging each other and all the more as we see the day drawing near. You know, big conferences are great. Okay, it'll be an inspiring moment, but it's what we learn there and take home to continue to gather together with our brothers when we get back that makes all the difference. And some of the fruit that we've seen is actually in this past 12 months, our organization, Heroic Men, has helped eight new men's conferences get started throughout North America. So we're really excited about in different dioceses from around the country. But more important than that is we're helping dynamic men's groups get started in those areas that continue to meet. It's not just about getting together for a once a year event. It's so important to gather together as brothers on a regular and hopefully weekly or every other week basis, so that we can truly do that and truly lift up one another to love and good works. You absolutely nailed it.
Men, if you are feeling inspired by our conversation, please go to their website, heroicmen.com. You will see all of their resources and information about the upcoming summit. Dan, it is sure to be a wonderful event and hopefully ones that we will be able to continue to have these inspiring discussions about. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me on. God bless you and all your listeners.
Thank you so much again, Dan Donaldson, VP of Heroic Men and a Catholic Men's Leadership Alliance. So limited seating, so you better register today, Friday, June 28th to Sunday, June 30th. It is the Heroic Leadership Summit. I will include links that will get you right to the webpage. You can find out all the information and register for yourself. You'll find those links on the podcast of this interview, materdeiradio.com and the Hail Mary Media app.